Welcome to Shalom Achshavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishpas Arm Yaakov Shalom Alei Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yevamah Staf Samech Beis, and we're still oystik, we're still busy with the sugya of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva in Amud Beis here in the Gemara. The Inyan HaDiyoyma of Sfiyah Sohimer. The Gemara tells us that after the 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were Nifter, so then Rabbi Akiva came etzel Rabbi Seinu Shebedorim, to the rabbis which are in the south, Vishna Lahem, and he went and he taught them the Torah. Our Gersa and our Gemara, who are the five Talmidim mentioned over here, is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, and the fifth one is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemoya. The Aruch Laner already asks over here, well, Lechor, you're missing someone. You're missing Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah is a Talmid Rabbi Kiva, and he's one of the five. Why is he not mentioned over here? So the Aruch Laner stays with the question. But if you look at Taisis and Yuma, Daf Mem Amud Beis, Tosis there clearly has a different girsa, and he's Gersa and our Gemara. Instead of Lozov and Shemoya, he has the girsa of Nechemiah. From Nechemiah is the number five. And after Lozov and Shemoya, there's a reason why he's not, and which we're not going to get into right now. So according to the girsa that we have, according to Tosis, the five Talmidim are Rameh, Rabbi Yudo, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemiah. That's the five Talmidim. And before we go on to explain something about these five Talmidim, just want to mention what we spoke about here in Pesachim Daf Ayin. And the name of the Maharetz Chayas in Bobe Kama. The Maharetz Chayas there says something gevaldic. He says, what is the Dorim? We see these five Rabbanim were in the Dorim, were in the south. What happened in the south? So the Maharetz Chayas says, based on a few Gemaras, that the main place of the yeshiva of Klal Yisrael was next to Yerushalayim. That's where the main yeshiva was. That's where everybody went. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. They all learned together in the same place. That was the main yeshiva. But the people that did not fit that mahalach, the people that did not fit that system, they were so to speak the dropouts. They were the ones that had their own mahalach. They couldn't fit the regular classic system. They went to the Dorim. They went to the south. That was yeshiva in the south. That's what Reis Chai says. And according to this comes out davar nifla moed, that these five Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were the ones that didn't fit the system. They were not one of the 24,000 Talmidei. They didn't went to the mainstream yeshiva. They had to go to some side yeshiva. But in the end of the day, all the Torah of Klal Yisrael is based on these five. The five that didn't fit the main yeshiva, but they're the ones that were left, that Rabbi Akiva taught them Torah, and they spread Torah all over Am Yisrael, just to show the koyach that every person has to spread Torah to Am Yisrael. And now going back to the five Talmidim, Rabbi Nachman Mendel Mishikloiv, who was a Talmid of the Vilna Goyen, he says something incredible about these five Talmidim, and the Rebbe Moshe Shapiro Zitzel used to quote him a lot, because the Menachem Mendel Mishikloiv is in the Ksavim, in the manuscript, that was found by coincidence in Yerushalayim, in some place. They found it, and they put it out, and Rebbe Moshe Shapiro Zitzel was very involved in printing this Sefer. And one of the beautiful jewels that's brought down the Sefer is the following. We know that the bear of Miriam, the well of Miriam, symbolizes the Torah Shebaal Peh. Hoil Moshe Be'er is a Torah Azois. Moshe Rabbeinu explained the Torah. The explanation of Torah Shebaal Peh belongs to Be'er Shemiriam. Be'er Shemiriam is the source of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's brought down in the Shifchei Ari, in the stories of the Arizal, that his biggest Talmud of Chaim Vital, when he started learning Be'er, he couldn't chap what the Arizal was saying. So the Arizal came and took him where? To the Kinneret. Why the Kinneret? Because in the Kinneret is where, according to many, that's where the bear of Miriam is buried. That's where it's there. The bear of Miriam is sitting in the Kinneret. So the Arizal took his Talmud with a boat, and he took them into the Kinneret, and they drank from bear of Miriam, and opened up the mind of Reb Chaim Vital, because he drank from the water that represents Torah Shebaal Peh. When the Shiras HaBe'er is brought down, Chumash Bamidbar, it says over there, where would the bear of Miriam was going to? So it says, Rashi explains, it went to Yamash HaTferi, that's where it went to the Kinneret. V'nishkefo al pnei ha-yeshimoin. So Rashi explains, anybody who stands on the yeshimoin is able to see the bear of Shemiriam. Ha'oim edal yeshimoin ma'bid v'roye kemin kvar bayam. You stand on the yeshimoin, you're able to connect to bear of Shemiriam. What is that yeshimoin? Says Rav Menachem Mendel Mishikloiv, yeshimoin is Rosh HaTevois. Yoisi, Shimon, Yehuda, Meir, Nechemiah, the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. You know how you connect to Tosh Baal Peh? You know what is our pathway to get to Tosh Baal Peh? You know how we connect to Berish of Miriam, which is our Tosh Baal Peh, through the five Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Through Yeshimon, through Yossi Shimon Yehuda Meir Nechemya. That is our way. If you stand on the Yeshimon, you're able to see Berish of Miriam. You stand on the five Talmidim, you have the connection to Tosh Baal Peh, Tvoyim Nifloyim B'Yosir. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or what to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.